I saw this video on YouTube, and I got one of those wormholes where I could not stop. I'm like, really? Really? And I thought it was kind of interesting. I'm sure you've heard a lot of these songs, but these are actually famous songs you may not have realized were covers. And it's just so interesting to hear what the original song was and then what it morphed into the song you probably most likely know. So I'll go along here. Does everybody know the song by Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Yes, that's a cover.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Okay, this will blow your mind. This is the original version. This was done by Robert Hazard. He's a guy, kind of like back in the day in the 80s, they call it new wave music. And he's from the Philadelphia area, and he recorded this in the 80s as a demo. But eventually, Cyndi Lauper made it popular. Listen to this.
Stop. I've never heard this.
Me neither.
And here's the one you know.
Yeah.
Cyndi did it better.
Oh, for sure. I mean, for sure.
Like, that's iconic.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. All right. Aaron Carter. We know Aaron Carter, right? He kind of paved the way for Justin Bieber.
Stop. That is not a cover.
What?
He hasn't even said a song yet.
Aaron's Party?
No.
I know what it is. I Want Candy.
Yes, it was originally done by The Strange Loves, released back in 1965. It actually got to number 11 on the Hot 100 charts. So here's how it was back in the day. So like your grandma and grandpa were shaking their hips inappropriately too.
Yeah, I know this song.
Leave Space for Jesus, then the new modern version. You're bopping hard today. All right. This song, you guys are probably just born. I was in middle school, like 7th grade or 6th grade. I remember it was huge because everybody wanted to perform this at our talent show. Lou Bega, Mambo Number 5.
Oh my God. Yes. I love this song.
Okay.
This is not a remake.
Well, they kind of stole the skeleton from a song. Lou Bega, Mambo Number 5 was done, and I'm probably going to mess this up. Cuban bandleader Perez Prado, his song was in 1949. It was kind of a composition.
Whoa.
And it gives, they say, the skeleton or kind of like the base
bones.
Of it. The bones for the song that you hear as Mambo Number 5. So listen to this.
Oh, my God.
Number 5. Jessica, here
I
am. A little bit of you makes
me your man. I remember the first time I ever heard this song.
Where
I don't know if
you
guys have songs where you know where you were. I was in the movie theater about to watch the Tigger movie, and this song played in a music video before the movie in the theater. I must have been like 5 years
this
old.
This song played at every single fraternity party I ever went to.
Really?
Oh my God. Literally every single fraternity party I've ever been to has played this song.
Wow. I feel like Mambo Number 5 is a song that everybody will at least try to dance to. Like, you're being a grouch if you won't dance to Mambo Number 5.
It's timeless.
Did you wish your name was in it, Alex, when he calls out the names?
100%.
Like a little
bit
of
also wish my name would have been in
Freak-a-leak?
Yolanda! Yeah. Alexandra!
Freak-a-leak!
But my name didn't make the cut.
You know, we should do that. I'm going to do that as a bit one day, because there's also like that DMX song, like Candy, Chabandy, Tita, Tadita, ho, ho!
Always wish my name was in Freak-a-leak.
Well, one day, maybe there'll be a Freak-a-leak remix too. Alex! Yolanda!
What you don't know is the original Freak-a-leak was made in 1922.